Well, let's take a moment. We are catching up with you here at the 2015 Ohio State Fair for a commodity carnival. This has turned out to be quite an activity.
Yes, it is. This is our third year of working with the 4-H Council to play the game, the commodity carnival game. We're at 9 state fairs in the U.S., over 100 county fairs, 120 I believe it is. So the game gives, it's targeted to 7 to 14-year-old age bracket, gives these children in agriculture, young men and women in agriculture, some experience in learning about agriculture as a business, what goes into producing a pig this year, a hog. Last year it was a steer. The costs that are associated with that, and then the risks that are associated with that are really out of the producer's control, whether, maybe a health issue, news events about trade agreements, those type of things. So it's a way to get young people in agriculture to start thinking about agriculture as a business and how they can manage risk associated with that business.
So what's the value to someone like CME?
Well, our roots are in agriculture. We began at the Chicago Board of Trade in 1848. We were purely an agricultural exchange for almost 100 years until financial instruments were introduced in the 70s. So to have young people who are involved in agriculture better understand the risks that are associated with producing livestock, in this case corn or pigs and steers, we think helps prepare them to be better producers, more efficient producers, and hopefully at someday customers of CME.
You mentioned that it was kind of targeted for the younger people, but I see a few adults kind of sticking their head over the shoulders to see what's going on.
Yeah, I see that too, and this year it's exciting. We have an app that, so if you can't come to the fair and play the game, you can play it by downloading the Risk Ranch app, either from iTunes or Google Play or Android. And there's a leaderboard, so you can see how your results compare to others that are playing the game. You can go to a general store that's new this year, and you can actually purchase some accessories for your pigs, some sunglasses or a hat or whatever, and then also buy some additional protection through futures and options contracts.
Well, let's take a moment and talk about CME Group. You've got some exciting things going on there that the producers are embracing.
That's right. As I mentioned, I manage the product development team for the agricultural markets at CME Group. And a focus of ours in the last few years has been on additional option contracts. We know farmers, producers have always embraced options because they're like insurance. And they're something they can buy and don't have a margin call. You pay the premium at the time you buy the option, and then you get protection from downside risk, but you get the opportunity to take advantage of better markets if the market moves in your favor. So we've refined these options with a new product called short-dated new crop options. So they're options on the December corn, which is the new crop future, or November soybeans, or July wheat, that have early expirations. For the corn contract, we have expirations starting in, I believe, actually December, then March, December of the previous year, then March, May, July. So you can target the risk protection of these short-dated instruments to the planting season, to the pollination season, and then kind of as you're approaching harvest. And we're finding these are really, really becoming successful. Our record day this year was 120,000 contracts in corn and soybeans combined in mid-June, and so we're really seeing adoption of these short-dated option contracts.
So Dave, what's the best way for producers to learn more about what tools are available to them through the CME?
Yeah, we have a wealth of educational material on our website. That's where I would point someone who just wants to get started to learn about what different tools are available. You just go to our cmegroup.com. There'll be an education heading on that homepage. Open that up, and there is all of our educational literature. You can then narrow your search down to just the agricultural market literature. There's a particular manual that's really been useful and well-received called Futures and Options Hedging Guide, and it has chapters that then have little quizzes at the end of each chapter, so you can see how you're picking the material up. So I would start there, and then look for maybe a seminar that's offered by a local brokerage company or CME. We offer our own futures fundamentals, classes as well. Our School of Futures, I should say. And then we've got a new component of the website called Futures Fundamentals. And this is really targeted at more of the consumer side of the market to explain, what futures markets do in terms of providing price discovery and risk management.
David, in general, are you finding producers coming in pretty well versed in what's available and how they can use these tools?
I think many of them are. Obviously, as the younger generation becomes involved in agriculture, they have more familiarity. We know that our farmer population is at a higher age than I think other workforces are. So I think that's going to start to accelerate as younger farmers come in and get involved in the business. And they're surprisingly well versed in how these markets work and how they can use the tools.
Dave, I appreciate you being able to take a few minutes visiting with us here at the Ohio State Fair.
My pleasure. Thank you very much, Dave.